What is love?
Tomorrow, so I'm gonna love you.
It's 9 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial is Touch Free Farm Radio. We're also on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, November the 27th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. talking sports. To get involved in the conversation, you need to call us on our new phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. If you like numbers, it's 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. We'd love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the woods. I'll be right back. Okay, 12 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, the Brown Perspective on Sports. And it's 38 degrees outside our studio. We'll be bringing you that weather update, about 6:30 during the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Okay, let's get right into it. Women's basketball. Notre Dame, 91. Texas Christian University, 59. Baylor, 104. DePaul, 72. Maryland, 79. Washington State, 69. Mississippi State, 88. San Jose State, 51. Ohio State, 77. Syracuse, 72. Florida State, 76. Michigan, 62. Stanford, 78. Purdue, 69. Washington, 94. Seattle, 64. Arizona State, 54. St. John's, 41. Michigan State, 63. Cal State Northridge, 59. Gonzaga, 71. And Winthrop, 41. That's the women's basketball scores yesterday. And as I said in the previous program, I'm following it very closely as I possibly can. I just want to see how far UConn can go this year, since they've lost so many key players from last year's championship team. And I think they have an undefeated record of over 70 wins in a row, something like that. What, they won four straight championships? Unbelievable. Okay, let's go to men's basketball, college basketball. Duke, 93. Appalachian State, 58. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. Playing Appalachian State. Come on. Virginia, 63. Providence, 52. Xavier, 64. Northern Iowa, 42. Creighton, 82. Loyola of Maryland, 52. Purdue, 79. NJIT, 68. I have no clue who NJIT is. South Carolina, upset. Men's basketball. South Carolina, unranked, defeated Syracuse, ranked number 18, 64-50. And Michigan, 64, Mount St. Mary's, 47. That's another cupcake game. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. But the small colleges like to schedule. Let me put it this way. The brass in the small colleges, the guys that sit behind the desk and wear the suits and get the big bucks, like to schedule their small college teams against big major powers. Why? Because they can make some extra money. The big major powers, if they come to their facility, are going to bring their fans with them. And if they have to go to the other team's facility, they're going to get extra money for the traveling and the everything else. And so it's all about M-O-N-E-Y. It's like two or three years ago. I was watching the some players from Tufts University going down to the field for practice, football practice. And I'm saying, why? If you can get into Tufts University, one of the best colleges in the country, why are you playing football? If you're a football player and you want to play football beyond college, you don't come to Tufts University. But anyway, they love football. And if they get their bodies banged up in a serious injury, I guess they're willing to say, okay, that's my decision. I can't rob them of their decision. But to me, if I have a son who's good enough to play football, he's not coming to Tufts University. And if he's good enough to come to Tufts University, he's not going to play football. Not on my scholarship, buddy. Okay, I got that off my chest. 416 here on WMFO in Medford. Again, our new phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. I'll be back. Thank you.
At 4:15 p.m. at an office in Michigan, Angie Hicks is not at her desk. She's giving blood at the company blood drive.
At the same time in the same office, Kevin Meehan is not at his desk. He's at the doctor. Kevin has cancer and needs another round of chemo.
Kevin will need blood to fight his cancer.
Angie's blood will help him win.
When you give blood to the American Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-GIVE-LIFE or visit givelife.org to schedule your appointment to give blood.
And the message brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:20 is the Brown Perspective on Sports. Tommy Host, Donnie Brown, we're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the conversation. You have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Let's go to football. We're talking football a little bit about a while ago. Okay, college football yesterday. I'm sorry, let's go back to Friday. Washington 45, Washington State 17. Upset. Unranked Iowa defeated number 16, Nebraska 40-10. Another upset, Air Force unranked defeated Boise State, ranked number 19, 27-20. Another upset. Friday was upset day. Memphis, who was unranked, defeated Houston, who was ranked number 20, 48-44. And Western Michigan, 55, Toledo, 35. And on yesterday, Alabama maintained their number one ranking by defeating Auburn 30-13. Ohio State 30, Michigan 27. Saw a little bit of that game. That went into two overtime. But Ohio State missed, I think, two field goals in regulation, which would have given them the victory. Clemson 56, South Carolina 7. Clemson wants to make sure they get into the playoffs by pounding their opponents. Wisconsin 31, Minnesota 17. Penn State 45, Michigan State 12. Colorado 27, Utah 22. Upset. Unranked Kentucky defeated number 11, Louisville 41-38. USC 45, Notre Dame 27. Florida State 31, Florida 13. Upset, unranked Vanderbilt defeated number 17, Tennessee, 45-34. West Virginia 49, Iowa State 19. Stanford 41, Rice 17. And here's a bond burner. Navy 75. I think the highest score I've seen this year among the top 25 teams. Navy 75, SMU 31. There you go. I wouldn't call it a cupcake game, but obviously SMU is not in the Navy class, or not in the top 25 class. But anyway, there used to be a power. I remember Doak Walker coming out of SMU years ago. So anyway, I guess the football rankings will now have Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, and possibly still Michigan, or maybe Penn State jumping into the, or Wisconsin, who knows, jumping into the top four. But anyway, I'll let them decide. I'll just tell you about it after they make their decision. So there you go. As I've said in previous programs, Alabama has an awesome defense, but so does Ohio State and Michigan. Clemson, I think, has probably the best offense of the four of those four teams. And I think Alabama's quarterback is not that great. He's a freshman. And he does a lot of running, which is really good. But how good is he as a passer? If he plays playing up against a good defense, Only time will tell. But I guess going into the playoffs, you have to rule Alabama as the favorite right now. But things can happen. They still have a few more games to play. It's 425 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on the FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we're multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, November the 27th, 2016 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports Talking Sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. I'll be back. Okay, 4:30 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We are back. I'm doing a little maneuvering here with the board. Okay. Where are we going to go? Okay, let's go to the NBA yesterday. The Spurs 112 and the Wizards 100. The Hornets 107 and the Knicks 102. The Thunder 106 and the Pistons 88. Grizzlies 110 and the Heat 107. And the Warriors 115 and the Timberwolves 102. Let me comment, if I may, about the refereeing in the NBA. I love basketball, but when you get such poor refereeing, I mean, it. First of all, if you obviously, I'm talking. Let me go back to what I'm talking about. Let me give you information about what I'm talking about. I saw quite a bit of the Celtics Spurs game. And the Spurs pulled out the victory, but as a homer, I'll admit I'm a homer. You know, I'm rooting for the Celtics, and they played, you know, I won't say their best game, but they played, you know, good enough to win the game. But the refs wouldn't let them win the game. What are you talking about, Darnley? I'm talking about the free throws. Come on. Trying to find my stats here. Okay, the San Antonio Spurs took 25, count them, 25 free throws, and they made 22. Pretty good foul shooting team, I would say. The Celtics took 9. Count them, 9. They got 16 more free throws. The score was only 109 to 103. You know, 16 more free throws? Really? 16 more? 16 more free throws? Well, they put one referee in jail for, you know, fixing games. And I guess they should put the whole bunch of them in. That's absolutely horrible. There's no way in the world any team should get that many more free throws than the other team. I thought that usually at halftime, the referees would get some idea of the stats and how the game is being called so that they might make some corrections. If they're overly, if they seem like they were awed by the fact that these are San Antonio Spurs and they've won some championships recently, and these are the Boston Celtics and they've got a whole bunch of no names, so we can't give them any opportunity to play good defense. But what are you going to do? That is the NBA. You know, if you're a Michael Jordan or if you're a LeBron James or some other big-time star like that, you get the calls whether you deserve them or not. And the problem is it wasn't always that way, but what are you going to do? That's the way the game is refereed, and it doesn't matter seemingly what... the NBA office, quote-unquote, the people in a high authority seem to be doing, that's still, that's a cloud over the game. I mean, come on, that is absolutely ridiculous. It's 4:34 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We're multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, November 27th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get in touch with me, you need to give me a call, 1-855-915 WMFO 1-855-915 WMFO. I'll be back.
What if it wasn't always about getting ahead? What if you didn't care about being on the fast track? What if your career goals were to change? Instead of flying off to the big interview, what if you flew somewhere else altogether? To embark on a different track? To volunteer in ways you never dreamed of? In places you never imagined yourself being? Like a tiny island in the Pacific, barely visible on a map, but where needs are easy to see. Or a village on the African continent, where just a little training in HIV awareness can change the fate of thousands. What if you decided to share your skills with others and help someone else get ahead? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
And that message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:38 is the Brown Perspective on Sports. Time on host Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here. And before we get off the NBA, haven't seen Toronto play as yet. They have a one-game lead over the Celtics. New York Knicks haven't been doing badly for themselves. They're 8-8 on the season. I believe that's the way they are. Yeah, 8-8, and that puts them two games behind Toronto and a game and a half behind the Celtics. Brooklyn and Philadelphia are bringing up the rear, but Philadelphia, you know, looks like they're improved. Embiid has been healthy, and they're not playing him every single game. They're giving him periods of rest. And Nerlens Noel, I guess, is coming back this season. They should have a pretty awesome front court. What they need is some backcourt players. We're not giving them to them. Unless we get Embiid Okafor. But anyway, that's another story. Cleveland seems to be ruling the roost in the Central Division. Chicago is back, followed by Detroit, Indiana, Milwaukee. None of them look to me at this point in time to be contenders. So Cleveland should coast in the Central. In the Southeast, Atlanta is doing really well. I never thought that they would do so well. They lost so many key players, but they're up on Charlotte, Orlando. Here again, if you're playing in a cupcake division, and that's what's happened. Washington and Miami are also in there, and they're not going to be contenders. None of them are contenders as far as I can see. So Atlanta should, if they continue, maybe get some opposition from Charlotte. But right now Atlanta looks like Dwight Howard and the company are doing their thing. Out west in the Pacific Ocean, everybody was raving over the LA Clippers, and they're still doing fairly well, but I think Golden State is the class. The Lakers, Sacramento, and Phoenix bringing up the rear. None of them look to me like contenders thus far. It's in Southwest. San Antonio has a 4-game lead over Memphis. Houston, New Orleans, and Dallas don't seem to have a shot. Dallas has dropped way down from where they used to be. Out in the Northwest, Utah is doing really well. But here again, it's like you can throw a blanket over everybody and cover them up. Oklahoma City is a game and a half behind Portland, Denver, Minnesota. You know, somebody could get hot and probably sneak to the top, but to me, it looks like it's going to be close all the way around. And so, therefore, I'm not expecting any major changes out there. It looks like the three classiest teams, world champion Cleveland, Golden State, and the Spurs and the Clippers, you know, tied for fourth. But the Celtics have a chance to win the East. The Atlantic Division of the Eastern Conference. And they should get as far, they could get as far as Cleveland. So, therefore, We'll see how far that goes. Okay, it's 4:41 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On this Sunday, November the 27th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. And to get involved in some sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-WMFO. Let's look at the National Hockey League. Last night, the Maple Leafs 4 and the Capitals 2. Senators 2 and the Hurricanes 1. Canadiens 2 and the Red Wings 1. That went into overtime. Panthers 2 and the Blue Jackets 1. That was a shootout. Penguins 4 and New Jersey 3. Another shootout. The Blues 4 and the Wild 3. Another shootout. The Kings 2 and the Blackhawks 1. That was in overtime. Canucks 3 and the Avalanche 2. That was a shootout. And the Ducks defeated the Sharks. Come on, when the Ducks beat Sharks? Unless it's on land. Anyway, the Ducks 3 and the Sharks 2. Bruins didn't play, so I can't comment on the Bruins. They have suffered another injury, key injury. Zdeno Chara is out with a lower body injury. And we don't know when he's going to be back. And they've been losing some close games, primarily because their offense has not been that great. They've been getting some pretty good goaltending, but, if you don't put the puck in the net yourself, put the puck in the net yourself, you're not going to win too many games. let me see what I can find here from my stats. The young guys seem to be doing pretty well, but offense. Well, Pasternak was out also, so that didn't help. He'd been the leading scorer. Montreal seems to be king in the Atlantic Eastern Conference, Atlantic Division, followed by Tampa Bay, Ottawa, Boston, Florida, Detroit, Toronto, Buffalo, all really close, those last five teams. Metropolitan, the Rangers are on top, followed by Washington and Pittsburgh. Those three probably going to battle it out. Columbus, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Carolina, and the Islanders are bringing up the rear. In the Western Conference, Central Division, the Chicago Blackhawks, leading St. Louis and Minnesota, and Nashville and Dallas aren't that far behind. Winnipeg and Colorado bring up the rear. And out west in the Pacific, San Jose and Edmonton. Edmonton has jumped up in there. Edmonton has been the doormat for quite a while. Edmonton has jumped up in there, and they're battling for first place. The L.A., whatever they are, Kings. And Anaheim follow. And Calgary, Vancouver, and Arizona holding up the rear. So, in the National Hockey League, I guess you can say it's pretty close going down to the wire. And hopefully the Bruins can get healthy and the young guys can continue to contribute. And who knows, we might sneak into the playoffs. How far we'll go after that, that's another story. 4:46 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. And again, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Touch Freeform Radio. We're on the internet as well, www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you may download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'll be back, I promise.
Out on the racetrack, a professional driver knows he's surrounded by other pro drivers.
NASCAR legend and racing champion Rusty Wallace.
When you drive a truck for a living, the only professional around might be you. All the more reason to buckle up every trip, every time. Because out on the highway, trouble can come from anywhere, and it can happen in a heartbeat. If you're ever in a crash, the smartest and the safest place for a trucker to be is behind the wheel, secure and in control of your truck, looking out for yourself and everybody around you. Without your safety belt, you could easily get bumped out of position, and that means out of control. Trust me, that's not good on the racetrack, and it's not good on the highway. So be ready, be buckled. Remember, you're the professional, the one who drives for a living.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Transportation.
And also brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sport. 4:50 is the Brown Perspective on Sport time. We're going to go to the National Football League. And for all you regular listeners out there, you know that I am in a heated contest with my son Scott, my grandson Kyle, and our good friends Kenny and Bill. But I said at the beginning of the year, I am on a search and destroy mission. Just like Tom Brady. And so far, so good. Right now, I have 103 wins, 56 losses. Scott's in second place with 100 wins and 59 losses. Bill snuck into third place with 94 wins and 65 losses. Kenny is in fourth place with 92 and 67. Kenny was in first place. He's falling like a rock. And he can't get up. And Kyle is bringing up the rear at 87 and 72. On week six, I fell to third place. But I have been in either first or second place for the entire season. And so, therefore, that's undoubtedly why I have a three-game lead over Scott. Actually, I have a four-game lead over Scott because I've picked against the Patriots twice. One of the games they won, and he's only picked against the Patriots once, and that was a game that they won. Our contest is yet to pick against the Patriots three times. So Kyle's done it twice, and he's won one of them. Kenny hasn't done it at all, so even if Kenny should jump into the lead, unless he has a more than a three-game lead, he could lose that because he's going to have three losses if he picks the Patriots the last three games of the season. Bill has picked against the Patriots once, and he lost. But, hey, that's a good position to be in. At least you've done it once, and you got to pick your key spots. I picked against the Patriots in the Arizona game and in the Seahawks game. I won in the Seahawks game, so there you go. Okay, week 12. I'm off to a great start here. On Thanksgiving Day, I had the Lions over the Vikings, and they won. I had Cowboys over Washington, and they won. And I had the Steelers over the Colts, and they won. So I am at 106. Already, I don't know what the other guys did, and I don't care until until Scott posts the rest of the stats. Okay, so going into today's game, I got the Titans over the Bears. And if Cutler's out, maybe the Bears have a fighting chance. But Titans seem to be improving. I'm taking the Titans over the Bears. And I always say, don't bet, don't bet, don't bet, don't bet, don't bet. It's difficult enough to pick just the winners of the games without having to try to pick the point spreads also. If you do that, I guarantee you the gamblers are going to go home rich. I got the Bills over the Jaguars today, and I can't believe I'm picking the Ryans 2 weeks in a row. I got the Ravens over the Bengals, but I'm not very confident on this one. Both of these teams are yucky. And no wonder attendance is down. I want to watch yucky games between yucky teams. I got the Ravens over the Bengals. I'm not confident in that one. I got the Falcons over the Cardinals. I'm not very confident in this one either. Maybe I just had too much turkey and all the fixings, and that's why I am repeating myself. Oops, I shouldn't say that, but I guess I'd say it anyway. What? You got a late night, early morning audience here. I got the Giants over the Browns, and I wonder who's the best guy coming out of college. Who are the best 11 or 22 guys coming out of college? Any free agents ready to go to Cleveland? Unless they're going to play basketball or baseball, they aren't going to Cleveland, tell you that. I got the Saints over the Rams. Can't tell anything about Goff from his first game because the rest of the team is so bad. But the Saints have a pretty potent offense. Defense is their problem. The Rams have no offense. Their defense is their strength. I take the Saints. I got the Dolphins over the 49ers. Now, if it rains, the Niners may get some points. They did pretty well in the muck and the mire and last week against the Patriots. But overall, they're a pretty sad team as well. Dolphins aren't much better, but they should win this one. Texans over the Chargers. Now, talking about refereeing. Oh, my goodness. That Texans game last week in Mexico City, well, maybe it was the altitude. Maybe the refs weren't told not to drink the water. Maybe they had too much tequila. Oh, I don't know what the problem is, but they were horrible, and the Texans lost. And as someone said, an apology after a loss based upon the fact you had poor refereeing doesn't cut it. But anyway, I got the Texans over the Chargers this week. And maybe they can bring their own refs or something like that. I don't know. I got the Seahawks over the Bucks. Seahawks look pretty potent against the Patriots. And Martellus Bennett's brother is going to be back. And so the Seahawks, we'll see. We may meet them again in the big one. And if you're wondering who we are, I'm talking about the Patriots. I got the Raiders over the Panthers, and Carr stole the keys from Cam and is doing wheelies all over the country. Carr is playing really well. Raiders could be a surprise team. I picked them as my surprise pick for this year to get into the playoffs and maybe do some damage along the way. I got the Broncos over the Chiefs, and the home team prevails. In that one, I got the Patriots over the Jets, and I'm assuming that Brady's going to play. I don't think Gronkowski's going to play. Jabal Sheard, who knows? We'll see. I got the Eagles over the Packers. The mighty have fallen, and they can't get up. That's about it. Bill picks are in. He had the Lions, so that was a loss. That was a win, rather. He had the Cowboys and the Steelers, so he got three. Okay. But then he went the Titans, Bills, Ravens, Cardinals, Giants, Saints, Dolphins, Texans, Bucks, Raiders, Broncos, Patriots, and Eagles. So we'll see how it goes from here. Okay, it's 4:58 here on WMFO in Medford. Time to put the wraps on this edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. Be back next Sunday talking sports. Love to get you involved in the conversation. To do that, you got to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. Stay tuned for another great Sounds of Praise programs. One of my favorite programs. How do I know? Why do I say that? Because I'm going to be playing some of my all-time favorite gospel recordings. And some new stuff is going to be in there, as well as some old recordings as well. So we invite you to stay tuned for that. From 5 until 8 a.m., Sounds of Praise. Great gospel music with my favorites are coming your way. See you next Sunday, Lord willing, on another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports.
We'll be right back.